for Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, it is loud and clear that the United States of America is not our founding fathers' type of country anymore. Heck, it's even far removed from the prosperous, heady days of the Reagan era during the 1980s. It used to be that the majority of Americans simply wanted an economic atmosphere that availed itself to real opportunities for those seeking to open a business or simply get a job. But now, don't worry, don't even care, because the 6,125 new regulations just unleashed upon America by the administration will make everything perfect for everybody. You no longer have to depend on your wits. You no longer will be inhibited by Judeo-Christian ethical and moral codes. Oh, and by the way, no more traditional family values or standing up for the rights of the unborn. Just the other day, a Kansas government school district outlawed the teaching of cursive writing skills to students. Why? Because the educators have decided that the students were too busy, so they only needed to learn typing. The evolutionary process long ago replaced the teaching of creation at the nation's collegiate indoctrinational centers, but the evolutionary process has now gone into overdrive on college campi across the one-time fruited plain. For example, in the state of Michigan, at Oakland University, outside of Detroit, students are clamoring not for real American history, mind you, not better science instruction, not for a return to the classic level of education, but rather in between gender bathrooms. That's right. Students who choose to remake themselves into the gender image of their choice, along with legions of sympathizers, are calling for Oakland University school officials to install in between or transgender bathrooms everywhere throughout the campus, wherever natural male and female bathrooms are located. No official word yet on who is going to pay for this mad, mad world development. Today, more people fear the far left than God and allow them to have their way because they are so vicious. The will of the people has been exercised, or should I say, the will of the indoctrinated people. So be it. But in the end, righteousness will win. I'm Ron Edwards.
And revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the mist with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Back again on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You can set it up at home on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone. And it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. It's not an application, so you don't need that smartphone. With this, you can plan every facet of your day, every meeting, everything. But what Civil Dispatch does, it cuts it out from the rest of the herd, is it's going to let you know, based on your locale, it's going to let you know what's going on around you that you might be concerned with. A terrorist attack, the polar vortex rolling in, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about these things. You're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I'm going to give you a word of advice, and it's worth exactly what you're going to pay for it right now. If you go to the eye doctor and he says, I have a concern here, so I'm going to dilate your eyes more than most people normally would have that done, say no. I really didn't have a choice. He thought he saw glaucoma, possibly glaucoma in my left eye, which I guess that would be pretty bad because there's nothing they can do to treat that. And it's hard to be a gun guy when you're blind. If it only affected one eye, I guess I could have worn an eye patch. But he dilated that. I mean, when I got out there, I was wearing a pair of polarized sunglasses with very dark lenses. I didn't wear the wraparound plastic thingies they give you, because they weren't any better than the polarized sunglasses that I had. And goodness, the reflections coming off of the cars coming at me looked like supernovas. I couldn't look at a computer screen at all. So I had to take yesterday and sit in the dark. Spent the rest of the day. Hey, but had I been in a nighttime environment, I could have read a book in a pitch dark room. I was just dilated. I want to revisit this 2020 special, Young Guns. Because of the way, see, if they want to run something like that, then they need to let it go its course naturally. And not, this smacks of, I don't remember which network it was, but they were involved with a Chevy truck and they rigged it to explode if a peach hit it on the side panel or something like that. And you know, this is not news. This is fiction. That was a fictional production. The gist of this is they rounded up 44 children who had been taught not to touch guns in a classroom in St. Petersburg, Florida. Then the producers hid real guns in the classroom along with play toys. Let's put them somewhere where the kids won't find them. Let's mix them up with the toys to see how children would react to them. Unsurprisingly, the children followed their curiosity more than their elders' cautions. Well, that was because that was probably the first time they'd ever seen a real gun. And they just heard about them. They just heard you shouldn't touch them. What do kids do? Telling a child not to do something, isn't that sort of like giving them a full endorsement to do? Many of the students, of course, touched the guns. They pointed them at their own faces. They peered down the barrels and even aimed them at each other. One expert there declared they can learn the knowledge, but you can't stop the curiosity. No kidding. In one of the few instances in which the boys didn't play with the gun, an older boy acted as a voice of reason and warned them not to touch the gun. So they weren't satisfied with that. So the ABC producers removed that 10-year-old from the classroom, and that set up the younger boys, that set them up for failure. As soon as that older boy left, the two younger boys grabbed the gun and played with it. ABC used these instances to scare the parents and to try to prove firearms in the home are merely death wishes. They also wanted to insist they were not trying to pick a side. Yeah. But the network seemed to let their interviewees say what they desperately wanted them to. Here's an exchange between ABC's cameras caught between one mother and her son. And we don't be around people that have guns. Yes, mommy. Does that nut just tug at your heartstrings? Don't you just feel the emotion welling up in your neck? But they weren't through. It then featured gun owners who believe putting guns in children's hands is the best way to avoid tragedy. They showed footage of children younger than 10 at shooting practice as their parents watch. It takes away the mystery. It takes away the curiosity. Yes, it does. It sure enough does. As a matter of fact, you can make them tired of them. And ABC still found a dad whose son was tragically shot and killed by a firearm, even after being around guns his whole young life. And these are, to be sure, tragic stories. Of course, they left out all the instances where guns save lives. Coming from Gun Owners of America, of the 2.5 million times citizens use their guns to defend themselves every year, the overwhelming majority merely brandish their gun or fire a warning shot to scare off their attackers. Less than 8% of the time, a citizen will kill or wound his or her attacker. Now, were they interested in sharing those facts? No, they weren't. It's an epidemic. Now, if you want to save children's lives, people, parents, if you want to save more children's lives, get rid of your in-ground swimming pool. Get rid of your swimming pool, period. Wait till your children, however deep your swimming pool is going to be, make it no deeper than the height of your child. Because swimming pools kill more children than guns. Now, once again, let me just point out, they're not trying to judge whether people should or should not own guns at ABC. They're just simply trying to gin up your emotion. They're trying to take the most precious members of the American society, which are the children, and scare them, and at the same time scare you into believing that if you have a gun in the house, which my children, both of my sons, have been around guns as long as they could walk. And if somebody had watched the way I educated them about guns, there would have been a few grimaces. There would have been a few, oh, I can't believe that. But it worked. It worked. Both of my sons are now adults. They own multiple guns. They are almost to the point of being obsessed with safety when they pull one out. The only time I see their finger go on the trigger is when they're dry fire practicing, while they're aimed at a safe object, or when they're on the range. No misfires, no negligent discharges, which is more than I can say. So, they never miss, and when I introduce them to them, it does take away a bit of the curiosity. It does indeed. So, was ABC? Of course, ABC had an agenda there. They're trying to scare the life out of you. If you got a gun in the house, you got to get it out of the house if you have a child, because they'll die. You'll die. No, you won't. That's going down. That's going way down. And it will continue to go down. Because people are educating themselves about what they do and how to be safe with them. Ha! We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
All my friends, you're the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In answer to your question, yes, I am only seeing normal amounts of light come into my eyes. I'm not even going to say what I'm about to say. I was going to say, you know, let's just one more time, let's just revisit the whole UK versus US thing. But since Piers Morgan is still here, I'm sure we're going to have to revisit it anyway. But definitively, and we've done this definitively many times, let me preface this by asking you, ladies and gentlemen, do you consider, ladies, if somebody is trying to sexually assault and or slash rape you, if you can keep him from completing it, is that a good thing? I would have to, not being a woman, I would have to simply say, I think it's a good thing. But, you know, I defer to your judgment. Everybody, if somebody is beating the mud out of you, and somehow or other you stop them from doing that, is that not a good thing? Now, since I'm one of everybody, I would say yeah. Because the only thing, when I was at the eye doctor, and they say, what are you allergic to? The only thing I'm allergic to is pain. So, the UK versus US thing is something that is brought up all the time in the gun debate. And it's the one of the things that has come out of it is the creative facts that come out about it. Because they all, for some reason, it's the gun violence, which is going down. Now, they will point to police records, and police records are cooked. They cook the books. The local constables, the local people in charge in all of the districts, if their crime figures can look better, if their crime figures can go down, they get a bonus, a cash bonus out of that. And no less than, what's this guy's name? Lord Stevens. He has admitted that police have been fiddling with the crime figures for years. The police recorded crime figures, which date back to the 19th century, one of the two major measures of crime in England and Wales. The second yardstick, the crime survey for England and Wales, which dates back to 1981, is unaffected by the allegations and has consistently showed a fall in crime since 1995. The statistics authority there said the removal of the designation of national statistics would remain until the Office of National Statistics worked with the Home Office, Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constable, of all the constables, blah, 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 and others, was able to demonstrate that the quality of the underlying crime data was sufficient to meet the needs of users. Constabulary, by the way. These allegations have included claims that the Metropolitan Police have understated sexual offenses by as much as 25%. Members of Parliament have heard the allegations that fiddling techniques have included downgrading offenses to less serious crimes or persuading victims not to make a complaint, while in some cases crimes were only recorded if they were solved. So in England, you can get shot unless they find the gun, pull the bullet out of you, find the brass that it was sitting in, and then catch the guy that did it, and then convict him. It's not a crime. That is, anyway, now looking at the U.S. equivalent of what they do, which is the National Crime Victimization Survey, the results are sort of damning at all. Given the math, in the UK, you have 56,100,000 people. In the United States, at the time this was taken, there was reckoned to be 311,591,917 people. So that gives you, so you have factors of 561 and 3116. Now, looking at the completed rape figures, which, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard as a category. Are these guys punching clocks? I have completed my rape. Anyway. In England, they estimate that there are 52,000 completed rapes each year in England and Wales. If you do the calculation against the 561 figure, that means there's 92.6 completed rapes per 100,000 in England and Wales. Now, in America, that figure turns out to be 45.9, which is about 45.9 too much. But it is nowhere near England. It is safer to be a woman in the United States than it is in England. Interesting thing is how severely underreported rape is by the police in the UK. But let's look at assaults. What we're looking for here is wounding. We're looking for wounding. So, there were around 520,000 wounding incidents in 2010-2011 for England and Wales, which works out to be 926.9 woundings per 100,000 people. Then we come to the U.S., where it's so dangerous because we have so many guns, 319.6 aggravated assaults per 100,000. So, you're twice as likely, ladies, in England to have a whatever a completed rape is happen to you. And you're three times as likely to be wounded in an assault in England. Now, here's the thing about this kind of crime. If somebody comes at me with a bat and starts beating me, I don't know if he's got... if he's going to stop at wounding me. How would I know that? If a woman is being raped, she doesn't know if it's just going to be a rape. It might be followed with a murder. Because in both instances, you have an assailant who has complete control of you physically. Now, the only thing that we have going for us here versus England is that if we decide in most jurisdictions, if we decide we want to carry a gun and we want to go through the unconstitutional process of getting the permits and everything else to do it, and we do it, then you know what? There are less fewer completed rapes and assaults. And that's a good thing. And in England, there's more gun crime than they put on. And I would imagine, as, you know, Piers Morgan keeps talking about the 35 people died as a result of a gun. Isn't that 35 too many? Is that acceptable? Is that an acceptable number? And since we're, five times as large as you are, aren't we better off anyway? Isn't 9,000 people killed with a gun out of 316 million? That's not an epidemic. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas law show see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Show is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. How is it that journalists, as a rule, almost as like a yardstick, bench test, litmus test, hate guns and gun owners? How did that work out? Coming from AlJazeera.com, which that's become a news outlet in the United States. In order to achieve this, coming from Marta Dunsky. I'm looking at it right now. In order to achieve national standards for gun control, our leaders cannot continue to frame the issue in terms of political expediency. As a people, Americans cannot continue to frame the issue in terms of narrowly defined freedoms. We have to think the unthinkable and recast the gun control debate in personal terms. As things stand now, almost any of us can find ourselves in a nightmare scenario in almost any public place at almost any time. The statistical probability of that happening is not what matters. What matters is that it can and does routinely happen in the kind of ordinary places that most of us frequent. Catch all that? Did you pull out of that in drink video? In her article, and she's a professor, by the way, it was the title of the article, "Will We Come to Our Senses on Gun Control in 2014? She assumes we must achieve national standards for gun control. And the question here is why? Recent headlines and morning news shows tout decreasing numbers of homicides in cities, including New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Detroit. And so we bolster our sense of safety with these sound bites, even as Baltimore and Newark, among others, continue to struggle with rising rates of gun-related violence and death. You know, it takes 30 seconds to Google statistics. 30 seconds. Let's go to Baltimore. As the police department's leadership changed, the city recorded 217 killings, about 10% more than the 197 in 2011, but still the second lowest homicide rate since the late 1980s. Police statistics released Tuesday show that the total crime in most categories of gun violence continued to decline. So if she'd taken the time, just go, you know, to the Baltimore Sun, where one of her gun-grabbing colleagues worked, but wrote down the truth, she would have found out straight up. A little deeper delving. And that comes up, that particular result pops up as the first result if you search Baltimore gun-related homicides. Another thing that pops up from BaltimoreCity.gov, 40% of Baltimore's homicide suspects are defendants charged with felony gun crimes, shootings, attempted murders, armed robberies, have prior gun arrests. So you know how they could decrease their overall gun violence by 40%? Maybe sentence the guys. Maybe sentence them to what they deserve and not what is expedient for you. Stop cutting deals. But what have you got in Maryland? You've got increased gun control for gun owners who've committed no crime. Let's take Baltimore out of that sentence. Let's put in Newark. In Newark, they have about 90 homicides per 100,000. And that has held steady between 1999 and 2011. You could dig deeper, but what's the point? Because Dunsky is making no secret of her disdain for the facts relating to the topic of gun control. Which brings us back to this nonsensical salvo opening in this post that she wrote. Americans cannot continue to frame the issue in terms of narrowly defined freedoms. So in other words, the Second Amendment. Oh, it's so narrow. That shall not be. It's so narrow. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater, can you? You can if there's a fire. What else does she say? Yes, we have constitutional rights that allow us to bear arms and to produce and consume violent entertainment. Yet these freedoms have proven to have dangerous, if not fatal, impacts on public safety. Moreover, these freedoms are derived from a document written by human beings. And what people have created, people can change for their own good. It was written by people, so therefore it can be changed by people. For our own good. I hope Miss Dunsky never comes upon a guy that wants her mobile phone, who has a piece of pipe in his hands. Because while she's sitting there saying, this is against all precepts of public safety, he will be pummeling her until he takes the morning Doc Who, until he takes the mobile phone out of her at least limp hands. And then, well, she may have a catharsis. Maybe she'll want to ban pieces of pipe. She believes most Americans, or she just believes Americans at large, must sacrifice this natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to carrying a gun. It's the same argument that Scretany in New York used to uphold most of New York's risible SAFE Act. It's so wrong on so many levels, it's sort of hard to figure out where you go first. So, let's start with this. The fact that a woman, in this case, Ms. Professor Dunsky, relies on First Amendment protections to publish an anti-gun diatribe, calls for the curtailment of violent entertainment and gun rights, indicates her contempt for anything remotely resembling freedom. Because what comes with freedom? You have a choice. You can choose things. You can get out there and say, I want to own a gun and learn to defend myself. I want to go see a Quentin Tarantino movie. Subhead of her article tells you all you need to know about that. Americans cannot continue framing gun control laws in terms of infringement on their freedom. Now, coming from an adjunct lecturer at the prestigious Medill School of Journalism, Media, Integrated Marketing Communications at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. I hate these long, wordy names of these places. I feel like I need to be wearing a jet pilot's oxygen mask. There you will find some of the notable alumni that come from there. And you'll see a veritable who's who of the liberal mainstream media. Now, it's not clear if she caters to the students there, pre-existing anti-gun bias, reinforces it, or instills it in impressionable minds. I'm thinking sort of all three. I mean, I saw a survey that they did over on the West Coast the other day where a guy was asking stupid questions, and he got people to sign his petition. And what it was we need to go door-to-door confiscating guns, and they signed off on that. Then he took it another, he doubled down on it and said, we need to pick up the people that are gun owners and put them in FEMA camps. And people signed off on it. So, and at the same time, when you ask these same students, what do you think about Benghazi? They don't know what you're talking about. They have no idea what you're talking about. Benghazi? Is that a Black Eyed Peas song? Because of the First Amendment. And indeed, we shouldn't even try. Because that's the part of the Constitution and natural rights. We shouldn't try to silence, and we can't silence these misguided media elitists, loons that spread anti-gun agitprops, and it's really a good idea just to let them spew what they got to say. Coming from Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, he wrote in Whitney versus California, if there be a time to expose through discussion the falsehood and the fallacies to avert the evil by the processes of education, the remedy to be applied is more speech, not enforced silence. So let her talk. Let them all talk. Let Shannon Watts talk. Shannon Watts went insane the other day because they let Dana Loesch come on The View. The fact that Dana Loesch was willing to go on The View was astounding. And Shannon Watts went insane. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I honestly have to wonder how this makes it out of the Department of Justice. But I don't have any wonder at all as to why it doesn't make it into the mainstream media. Because it would go up against ABC News, Shannon Watts, and all these other people. And we can't be doing that now, can we? I guess every year the DOJ, their Department of Statistics, they publish their little annual report. They publish it again. It's exactly what the same as it was last year. And those numbers just don't add up for the gun control people. If you were a low-info voter, and we're going to talk about low-info voters in just a little bit. But if you were a low-info voter and you got your news from the magic box, you would be looking at media coverage of shootings, gun violence, and violent crime in general. And it's real easy to think, like that poll that they took after the DOJ stats came out last year. It's really easy for the average low-info voter to think that violent crime, and specifically crime using guns, is epidemic. It's in the air. You can catch it off of a toilet seat. But when you look at the real numbers, they say the exact opposite. Homicides continue to be down 39%. The report also states, which is really bad for the Shannon Wattses and the Diane Sawyers, is that non-fatal firearm-related violent victimization against people age 12 or older is down 70%. Now, I don't know why that is. And I don't know why they don't want to carry it. Because it seems like, well, I do know. I do know that old phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. You know, it's not, and that fits the agenda. 24/7 coverage of Sandy Hook fits the agenda. We have to do it for the children. Let's show how at risk they are. How can we do this? Okay, let's get a box filled with the latest toys that they see on television and online, and mix some real guns, unloaded, of course, because loaded guns are evil, and mix them in with the toys, and let's give them a little coaching about not to touch them, and then let's turn them loose without any adult supervision whatsoever, and do we need to send permission slips out to the parents? I don't know. In the media, for the media, the bloodier a story is, the better they like it, because it's a good sell for them. Even Fox, and I know everybody's out there saying, well, you know, at least we got Fox. Well, big deal. Even Fox covered Sandy Hook 24/7 for a week. In 2011, a total of 478,400 fatal and non-fatal violent crimes were committed with a firearm. Homicides made up about 2% of all firearm-related crimes. There are about 11,101 firearm homicides in 2011, down by 39% from a high of 18,253 in 1993. The majority of the decline in firearm-related homicides occurred between 1993 and 1998. Since 1999, the number of firearms homicides increased from 10,828 to 12,791 in 2006 before declining to 11,101. Even when it spikes, it's 6,000 less. Non-firearm-related violent victimizations against persons age 12 or older declined 70% from 1.5 million in 1993 to 456,500 in 2004. The number then fluctuated between 400,000 to 600,000, still way down. While the number of firearm crimes declined over time, the percentage of all violence that involved a firearm did not change substantially, fluctuating between 6 and 9% over the same period. In 1993, 9% of all violence was committed with a firearm, compared to 8% in 2011. If you look at the bar graph, it's going down. I mean, it's headed down. It fluctuates here and there. Now, one of the things they didn't include was homicides due to legal intervention and operations of war. Read that to mean defensive gun use and police killing bad guys. Not too much war going on in the streets of the United States, unless you're in Watertown, Massachusetts. It has continued from 2004 to 2011. You know, 2004 was when the assault weapons ban sunsetted. When there was going to be blood in the streets, it was going to be like Mogadishu on a bad day. Well, it continued to decline anyway. Also, during this time, Also, during this time, gun ownership has surged. It has gone through the roof, especially from 2008 to today. So this thing about having to prohibit us, me and you, the law-abiding gun owner, the only thing that gets in our way is government, seems to be. But the causation correlation fails because more guns are not equaling more crime. Sorry. Everybody saw I'm able to look at a gun-grabbing actor and say, well, I like his work because he's actors are guys that play make-believe on a grand scale. And there are a few out there that can actually make you, you know, make you believe that they are who they are portraying. And one of those was Philip Seymour Hoffman, and he died the other day from an apparent drug overdose. They found him with a heroin needle in his arm. Now, at the same time, Philip Seymour Hoffman, along with actress Julianne Moore, was a narrator for an anti-gun cartoon short that urged viewers to demand action in the wake of the Newtown tragedy. This was put together by the New York Daily News. New York Daily News said the Mayors Against Illegal Guns was behind the cartoon. The slogan, Demand Action, has become something of a battle cry for gun prohibitionists, including Gabrielle Giffords. Now, while the cartoon was demonizing firearms, Mr. Hoffman leaves behind a few shreds of things that need to be looked at, especially for somebody who was demonizing you owning a gun. Mr. Hoffman, if you know what, you can't be a heroin user without having a heroin supplier. You cannot be a drug user without having a drug supplier, a Dr. Feelgood, a pusher man. So everybody out there of the Philip Seymour Hoffman type that are out there saying, well, we need to do something about guns. Give me that band for my bicep. While they're out there saying that, they are enriching drug cartels. They're enriching pushers. They're enriching drug overlords. They're contributing to the violence. Because the drug guys don't go out there and take that money that they make off of their drug sales and say, you know, I think I want to buy an IRA and think about the future. They don't do that. They look at their profits and say, we could buy guns with that, in a lot of cases. So having somebody out there demanding gun control while they're popping their veins out so they can stick it in there, that just rings of disingenuousness to me. Let's go into the next hour. We will continue on with the rant. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.